I just wish some people learned how to talk on the radio, and I wish some people wouldn't even talk on the radio. My 525. Did I ever tell you this story? Maybe I haven't told you. That's right. We just became friends here recently. My 46525 repeater got old. I sold it to Jimmy, AB5JK. I sent it to Texas because I got tired of the crap that was going on 525 repeater. It was analog, and of course it had D-Star and DMR, and they wrecked that frequency. This guy at the street, he bought a pallet of radios, and he made my D-Star repeater, or not my D-Star repeater, my analog repeater, into a GMRS repeater. So all the radios he sold, he had it programmed as a, it was like channel 25 GMRS, St. John's GMRS repeater. And I was having GMRS problems. I mean, constant jamming, telling me to go F-bomb myself, all kinds of stuff. I took that repeater down so thinking fast and put it in a box and sent it to Jimmy. And then what do? About 2 months later, I build another machine, but on a different frequency, on 446825, which is actually a coordinated pair that I've already had, and put another repeater up. Oh, lo and behold. And what do? I make it D-Star and DMR and analog. Well, analog is great because I can turn it off whenever I want to. And if I hear GMRS crap on there, I just kick it. And I may just turn it off permanently because, really, I don't even care. But that's what I had with the other repeater. The 525 repeater got compromised by the guy up the street.